40 years ago today, three American astronauts became the first human beings to visit the moon. Chris Altieri looks back on the road to the moon.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
U.S. President John F. Kennedy asked the nation to commit to the undertaking in a speech to a joint session of Congress on May 25, 1961. He recognized the difficulties attendant upon the effort in an address at Rice University in Houston, Texas, the city that would become the base of operations for the Apollo program.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
President Kennedy would not live to see the project concluded, though the Apollo program's spirit did not flag. The next 8 years were filled with trials, travails, and on January 27, 1967, tragedy touched the U.S. lunar landing program directly.
Apollo astronauts Roger Chaffee, Edward White, and Gus Grissom lose their lives in a tragic flash fire aboard their grounded space capsule. The tragedy occurred during a simulated countdown for the first flight of the Apollo program, whose goal is to put a man on the moon by 1970. Grissom and White were veterans of spaceflight, Chaffee a rookie.
Grissom, White, and Chaffee were the first Americans to lose their lives in humanity's common pursuit of the stars, and they would not be the last. Those working on Apollo refused to be deterred, however, and on July 16, 1969, Apollo 11 slipped the bonds of Earth and began its three-day journey through the darkness and void of outer space, bound for our planet's only natural satellite.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Half a week later, on July 20th, humanity had reached the surface of the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
President Nixon called to congratulate the Apollo 11 astronauts Michael Collins, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong, who was the first human being to set foot on the moon.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you've done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with America in recognizing what an immense feat this is.
While Collins remained in the command module, Armstrong and Aldrin went about their business of collecting samples and reconnoitering the lunar surface. Their stay was brief, under 3 hours, though they planted a flag and placed a plaque commemorating their arrival. On the plaque, there is a simple inscription. Here, men from planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 A.D. We came in peace for all mankind. I'm Chris Altieri.